弟兄姐妹早。
Peace to you this morning.
大家平安。
Hey, still hungover from Christmas, is it? let me try again. Good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ.
早安，大家。
Morning. That's better. That's better. Okay, everybody's awake. Okay. Before we begin, let's open with a word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for this morning that we can come and the privilege to worship you, Lord.We thank you, Lord, for the Christmas that has passed. We thank you, Lord, for the new year that is about to come, Lord. We pray that our lives will constantly be shaped and be led by you, Lord. And we pray for this morning's message, and may you speak truly to us, Lord. In Jesus' most precious and holy name we pray. Amen. Yeah. The passage today is from John, Gospel of John chapter 10, verse 1 to 10.
今天早上的经文取自于约翰福音第十章一节到十节。
Yes, I shall read it to you in English. John chapter 10, verse 1 to 10. I tell you the truth, the man who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The man who enters by the gate is the shepherd of his sheep. The watchman opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he had brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them.And his sheep follow him because they know his voice, but they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but they did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep. All who ever came before me were thieves and robbers.But the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I've come that they may have life. While I was preparing for today's sermon, I was awestruck by the spirit of Christmas.
我在准备今早的信息的当儿，不禁被圣诞的气氛给感染。
Not many of us would have experienced Christmas like I have.
像我这样的庆祝方式不是每个人都有。
At last count, I had about 9 Christmas parties to attend.
在短短的两个星期内，我就出席了九个圣诞派对。
I had to miss one or two because some of them clashed.
因为两个同在一天举行，我还得推掉一个。
And I also got to celebrate the gift of marriage with 3 wedding couples in December alone.
在十二月内，我就出席了三个婚礼。
And my elder son Ezra was the page boy for 2 of them.
而我的大儿子仁义还扮演花童的角色。
First time for everything, and it was a joy to see him walking down the aisle. At such a tender age. Yeah. So as you know, as most Singaporeans, we love to celebrate any festivities with lots of glorious food.
对新加坡人而言，每逢佳节总少不了美味佳肴。
Thus, it was really difficult for me to write today's sermon. I was still thinking and dreaming about my mother-in-law's turkey porridge, or the homemade pizza at my friend's house the other day.
当我在准备讲到时，我脑海里不时浮现我岳母做的美味火鸡粥和朋友精心制作的比萨饼。
I never ate so much in the entire month before.
从来没有吃过这么多。
Oh yes, back to the post-Christmas message. The reason for the season is about Jesus.
我们庆祝圣诞是因为耶稣。
And the message is about Jesus today.
今天的讲道也是关于耶稣。
The good old simple message of the gospel.
简单的福音信息。
Sometimes we are so familiar with the gospel that sometimes its significance may be lost on us.
有时我们因为对福音的信息太熟悉，忘了福音的意义。
Let us not forget at the core of our faith, our gospel and our belief is pure and simple.
让我们不要忘了我们信仰的核心，救恩的信息是非常简单、单纯的。
Hopefully, today's sermon, we will be able to find a new perspective on our message of our faith.
让我们重新思考这个信息。
Now, so the passage that we just read earlier took place after an incident where Jesus had healed a blind man who was born blind.
今天的经文发生在耶稣医治一个天生就瞎了的人之后。
When the disciples had asked him,Whose sin had led to his blindness? Jesus replied that it was neither his sin or his parents.
当门徒们问他，那人的瞎眼是因为谁犯的罪？耶稣回答，不是那人，也不是他的父母。
Now he was blind so that the work of God might be displayed in his life. In verse 3.
他的瞎眼是因为神要在他的身上彰显他的作为。
The blind man was healed with mud and saliva.
耶稣用泥和唾液医治瞎眼的人。
But do not think that it was actually the mud or the saliva that actually healed him.
可是请不要认为是泥和唾液医治了他。
For they were simply instruments and tools that God had used to show this person his faith, God's faith.
这些只不过是让盲人得医治的工具而已。
Ultimately, it was God who had healed him through Jesus.
最终是神透过耶稣基督医治了他。
But the interesting thing is that the miracle happened on the Sabbath.
这个神迹发生在安息日。
Now, this raised a controversy among the Jews.
这在犹太人当中引起了争论。
Some of you will know that the Old Testament laws forbade anybody to work on the Sabbath.
那些熟悉旧约的不允就会熟悉旧约不允许任何人在安息日里工作。
The Pharisees investigate the healing and with the blind man.
法利赛人就向那个盲人查问医治的事。
So what Jesus displayed as grace became a work by an individual.
耶稣展现的恩典被视为个人的工作。
Under questioning, the blind man, the ex-blind man replied,Whether he is a sinner or not, I don't know. But one thing I do know, I was blind, but now I see.
在盘问之下，那被医好的盲人回答：“他是个罪人，不是，我不知道。有一件事我知道，从前我是瞎眼的，如今能看见了。”
Some of you may know that this is a signature line from the popular hymn Amazing Grace written in 1779, 230 years ago.
他的答复，瞎眼睛得看见，并成为诗歌奇异恩典的经典歌词。
It was written by an English Anglican clergyman and a poet by John Newton.
是一个诗人John Newton 所写的。
Yeah, so in response to the Pharisees, Jesus told this parable.
耶稣用牧人与羊群的比喻来回应法利赛人。
John chapter 10 verse 1 to 3 says, I tell you the truth, the man who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way is a thief and a robber. The man who enters by the gate is a shepherd of his sheep. The watchman opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice.
我实实在在地告诉你们，人进羊圈，不从门进去，倒从别处爬进去，那人就是贼，就是强盗。从门进去的才是羊的牧人，看门的就给他开门，羊也听他的声音，他按着名叫自己的羊，把羊领出来。
Now in the parable, there are many characters. We have the shepherd, the sheep, the gate, the watchman, the thieves, and the robbers.
这个寓言有许多角色，有牧羊人、羊群、盗贼、看守门等等。
But not every character or detail in the parable has a significance.
可是不是每个角色的意义都有直接的联系。
Those who came in through the other way, either from the house window or through the roof, were described as thieves and robbers by Jesus.
那些不从门进来，从窗口或屋顶进去的，被耶稣称为盗贼。
Now, we do not know who these thieves and robbers refer to, but it is quite likely that they do not refer to people of different religions.
我们不清楚盗贼指的是谁，但是很肯定的，他并不是指其他宗教的人。
It is more likely that Jesus was referring to the Pharisees when he mentioned about the thieves and the robbers.
耶稣很可能是在指法利赛人。
Because the Pharisees were trying to attain salvation through obedience to the Old Testament law.
因为他们想靠遵守律法得到救恩。
That is why it was important for them to investigate if Jesus had broken the commandment to not work on the Sabbath.
所以对他们而言，查问关于耶稣是否违背了安息日不能工作的诫命是非常关键的。
In the earlier chapter, you will see that they made a clear distinction between a disciple of Jesus and a disciple of Moses.
法利赛人对于耶稣的门徒和摩西的门徒做出分辨。
This is exactly why Jesus intentionally healed the blind man on the Sabbath.
这也是耶稣刻意在安息日医治盲人的原因。
It is to challenge and to correct their understanding of what it means to rest in the Lord.
是为了挑战和纠正他们对于安息在主里的理解。
In chapter 10, verse 8, Jesus said, "All whoever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them."
在第八节，耶稣说，凡在我以先来的都是贼，是强盗，羊却不听他们。
Now it is also possible that Jesus was referring to those who came before him, proclaiming and claiming to be the Israel's Messiah, or what we call the Messianic pretenders.
耶稣可能是在指那些出现在他之前，自称是以色列的弥赛亚的人。
Now they had promised their followers freedom.But instead led them to armed conflict and eventually death.
他们保证信徒自由，却领他们进入武力冲突，甚至死亡。
Now these people are no different from the modern day cult leaders we read in the news.
他们使许多人误入歧途，和现实的邪教没什么两样。
Some of you may have heard that Joseph Smith, Mormonism, Sun Yung Moon's Unification Church in Korea.David Koresh, Branch Davidian, Seventh-day Adventist, L. Ron Hubbard, Church of Scientology.
你们可能有听过摩门教啊，科学教等等。
Now, examples of these messianic pretenders can also be found in the New Testament in Acts chapter 5.
这些冒充弥赛亚的人也可以在《使徒行传》第五章三十六节、三十七节里找到。
Verse 36, it reads, "So, some time ago,Theudas appeared, claiming to be somebody, and about 400 men rallied to him. He was killed. All his followers were dispersed, and it all came to nothing. After him, Judas the Galilean appeared in the days of the censor and led a band of people in revolt. He too was killed, and all his followers were scattered."
从前丢大起来，自夸为大，服从他的人约于400。他被杀后，服从他的全都散了，归于无有。此后报名上册的时候，又有加利利的犹大起来，引诱些百姓跟从他，他也灭亡，服从他的人也都四散了。
How about the watchman or the gatekeeper? Who does it refer to?
那看门的指的是谁呢？
Some have said that they refer to the Holy Spirit.
有些人认为看守指的是圣灵。
It is quite interesting because we know Holy Spirit as the one who prompts us and opens our heart to allow Jesus to come in.
这点很有趣，当我们思想是圣灵促使我们敞开胸怀，让耶稣进入我们的心。
So the gatekeeper would keep watch, and only allow the shepherd to enter into the sheep pen.
看守的人会只让牧羊人进来羊圈。
Now this explanation makes sense when you see the gatekeeper and the shepherd as two different persons.
这个解释只能讲得通，若我们把看守和牧羊人看成两个不同的人。
But in verse 7, Jesus proclaimed as also being the gate for the sheep.
可是来到第七节，当耶稣说他是羊的门。
And in so doing, he takes on both roles as the gatekeeper and as the shepherd.
所以耶稣是羊的门，也是牧羊人。
Thus, it is no longer necessary to see the gatekeeper as the Holy Spirit.
所以我们也不需要称圣灵为看守。
Now, there is only one way into the sheep pen, and that is through the door or the gate.
进入羊圈只有一个方法，那就是从门里进去。
Now apparently in those days the sheep pen were built just next to the main house, side by side to the main house.
那个时候羊圈是直接通往房屋。
So they may not have a formal gate or they just maybe have an entrance that is free for people to come in and out.
他们可能有或没有正式的门。
And that is why the entrance is often guarded by the gatekeeper.
所以入口常有个看守。
If there was no gatekeeper, the shepherd himself would be the one standing guard to prevent the sheep from leaving and also prevent the wolves from entering.
如果没有看守，牧羊人会自己看着门，以免羊出去，也阻止狼进来。
Now, so Jesus identifies himself as both the gate and also the good shepherd.
所以耶稣说自己是门，也是好牧人。
In verse 9, Jesus proclaimed, "I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be safe."He will come in and go out and find pasture.
在第九节，耶稣重申说他是门，我就是门，凡从我进来的必然得救，并且出入得草吃。
And in verse 11, he said, "I am the good shepherd." The two imageries cannot be understood apart from each other.
第十一节，耶稣说我是好牧人，这两个比喻是息息相关的。
Now, what do these two imageries mean?
这两个比喻指的是什么呢？
The gate represents the way to salvation.
门指的是通往救恩的道路。
Jesus as the good shepherd represents pastoral care.
耶稣是好牧人，指的是他牧养人群。
Only through Jesus is salvation possible.
救恩只能够透过耶稣成就。
But he is not only the way, but he also shows us that he is the good shepherd that protects us from harm.
耶稣身为好牧人，也保护我们受伤害。
The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep.
好牧人为羊舍命。
By his death on the cross, we are saved.
因着他在十字架的牺牲，我们得救。
And thus in verse 10 he says, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full.
第十节说，我来了是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
There is no doubt that the main characters in the parable are the sheep and the shepherd.
在今天的经文里，牧羊人和羊是主角，是主角。
I'm sure you guys know that we are doing a series on the seven I am sayings of John, right? Are you aware of this?Yeah, so for the next few weeks, and also in Da Tang, we have this whole series. It's called the famous I Am Saying of John by Jesus, but it's recorded in the Gospel of John. Now, so these seven metaphorical I Am sayings in John do not simply reveal who Jesus is, but more specifically reveal who Jesus is in relation to his community.
在约翰书里，这七个我是的比喻，不单单指耶稣是谁，而更要显现耶稣和跟随他的人的关系。
Now, so he is not just a shepherd, but a shepherd to a group of sheep.
他不只是牧羊人，他是羊群的牧羊人。
The identity of Jesus with his sheep is of utmost importance.
耶稣的身份和他身边的人群的身份是息息相关的。
Jesus is our pastor.
耶稣是我们的牧人。
Now, the word pastor in Latin actually means shepherd.
在拉丁文里，一个牧道的人也是一个牧羊人。
对 ，as a shepherd, he cares for his sheep.
身为牧人，他爱护羊群。
He provides pastoral care.
他也牧养他们。
Unlike the Pharisees who doubted the blind man and doubted who Jesus was.
不像法利赛人不信那瞎子的话。
As our Lord and Savior, he lays down his life for each and every one of us.
身为我们的救主，他为我们每一个人舍命。
There's a famous quotation, the life of Christianity consists of possessive pronouns, says Martin Luther, the reformer. It is one thing to say Christ is a savior. It is quite another thing to say he is my savior and my Lord. The devil can say the first, the true Christian alone can say the second.
马丁路德说，基督徒的生活充满着占有的字眼。说耶稣是救主和他是我的救主有很大的不同。魔鬼能说第一句，只有真正的基督徒能说第二句。
Now it is not uncommon for Christians to proclaim Jesus is Lord.
基督徒常说耶稣是主。
Now tons of worship song that we proclaim such a statement of truth.
不少敬拜诗歌都有这句词。
Definitely that Jesus is our gate to life.
身为基督徒，我们。身为基督徒，我们必须坚定地表明这个真理。
Jesus is the gate to life.
耶稣是生命的门。
There is no doubt that Jesus is also our good shepherd.
无可否认，他也是我们的好牧人。
But as a sheep, have we gone astray?
可是身为羊群，我们像是丢失的羊吗？
Have we been faithfully listening to his voice?
我们有忠实地听他的呼召吗？
And follow him wherever he leads.
我们真的有听他的声音跟随他吗？
He knows us by our names. He knows us personally.
耶稣用我们的名字唤我们，他认识我们。
Now, so recently, my second son Eden has been waking up quite frequently in the night, about 4 to 5 times.
最近我的小儿子凯义每晚起来四五次。
We suspect he's teething.
我们怀疑他在长牙齿了。
So when he cries, my wife will be the first one to wake up.
当他哭，我的太太就会第一个先起来。
She calls it maternal instinct.
他说是母性的本能。
I suffer from paternal inertia.
我却患有父性的惰性。
After some brutal nudging from my wife, I soon realized that I have to get up too.
经过诗慧多次的呼求，我发现我也应该起来了。
So sometimes, Ezra would also be having nightmares, and he would also cry.
有时仁义也会因做噩梦而哭。
Now, even though his cry is quite different from Eden's, we are able to tell their cries apart.
但身为父母，我们能分辨出他们的哭声。
Their hunger cry is different from their sleepy cry.
肚子饿和困的哭声也不同。
Every cry and every voice is distinct.
每个声音，每个哭声都有它的特征。
In a crowded room full of children, and when they all cry, I'm very sure every parent here will be able to recognize their own child's voice.
在一个有很多孩子的房间里，无论多吵，父母都能认得出自己孩子的声音。
And that is how we should also recognize the voice of our shepherd.
那也是我们应该如何认出我们牧人的声音。
This can only come when we have a deep and personal relationship with our Lord.
这只能够透过和主密切的关系。
At times we may mistake the voice of our shepherd for a stranger.
有时我们会误认我们的救主的声音。
Some of these voices in our life may distract us.From listening to the true voice.
这些嘈杂声会扰乱我们听耶稣的声音。
Maybe we can spend some time to think about what is distracting us, pulling us away from listening to the voice of our Lord.
可能像我们可以思想，我们在生活中有哪些事把我们和主的距离拉开了。
As each passing day, do we sense a closer intimacy with our Lord?
我们能够感应牧者的带领吗？
Of course, there may be times when the shepherd leads us in silence.
有时牧者的带领是在沉默中。
In fact, it is not always that the shepherd always speaks to the sheep.
其实可能我们也不常听到他直接对我们说话。
Sometimes he uses his rod and his staff.
有时他用他的竿。
But yet he leads his sheep in and out of his pasture every day to find green pastures.
但他每天带领羊群到青草地。
The green pastures represents our abundance in the Lord.
这个青草地呢，提醒我们神看顾我们一切的需要。
God provides all every need, and we do not have anything that we lack.
神看顾我们一切的需要，我们不致缺乏。
Now the imagery of the sheep and the shepherd is also another way to describe a king and his people.
牧羊人和羊群的比喻也能形容王跟子民的关系。
In the modern world, we do not think of those in authority in such a same way.
在现代的社会里，我们很难这样去想象我们的领导人。
When we think of CEOs of banks or presidents of multinational companies, we think of them like Donald Trump, you're fired.
大公司的总裁往往都被看为霸道。Donald Trump 就是一个例子。
Now they are authoritative, control freaks, serious, and demanding.
他们非常的霸道，不讲道理。
I'm sure deep down in Donald Trump, he's quite a nice guy.
可能他真的是一个好人。
When we think of those in authority today, the image of the shepherd would not be our first that comes to mind.
当我们想到掌权的人，我们不会想到牧羊人。
For the true king in the Bible is one who is willing to lay down his life for his sheep.
但圣经里真正的君王是愿意为他的羊群舍命的。
It is through this image of a shepherd and a sheep which Jesus wants to tell us about what kind of king he is.
耶稣要透过牧羊人和羊群的比喻告诉我们他是怎样的一个王。
He is a self-denying, life-giving, true king of Israel.
他是牺牲自己给我们生命以色列真正的王。
This is how we should see Jesus.
这是我们应该用这样的换来想象耶稣。
The good shepherd gave his life willingly for us all.
好牧人为我们舍命，要让我们得着生命。
In order that we may live.
要让我们得着生命。
He came so that we may have life and have it to the full.
他来为的是要给我们丰盛的生命。
I hope that this Christmas we'll see Jesus as more than just a little baby in a manger.
我希望这个圣诞节除了耶稣躺卧在马槽里，
He is also the gate to salvation and the good shepherd.
我们也能够看到他也是救恩的门。
He cares so much for his sheep that he's crucified on the cross for our sake.
他这么爱羊群，为他们舍命。
He is our Lord and we are his sheep.
他是我们的主，我们是他的羊。
Salvation is only possible through Jesus Christ who laid down his life for us.
因为耶稣基督为我们舍命，救恩才能够完成。
D.L. Moody, a famous 18th century American evangelist, sums up in a little story of what it means to be saved.
Moody, 一个美国传教士，说明了救恩是什么一回事。
The thief had nails through both hands so that he could not work, and a nail through each foot so that he could not run errands for the Lord. He could not lift a hand or a foot towards salvation, and yet Christ offered him the gift of God, and he took it. Christ threw him a passport and took him into paradise.
那个贼两手被钉，他不能工作，他的脚也被钉，他不能为主工作。但耶稣赐给他神的恩典，他领受了。基督给了他通往天堂的护照。
The gift of God is offered to us all.
今天神也赐给我们这个礼物。
Have we received it in gratitude?
我们有存感恩的心来领受吗？
Or have we left it outside our door?
还是把它抛在门外呢？
John 3:16 says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
约翰福音第三章十六节说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
The main focus in this verse is neither about our belief or eternal life.
这节经文的重点不在于我们的信或永生。
But about God's love.
而是神的爱。
For too long we have placed the emphasis of our salvation on our belief, our decision, or our response.
我们常把我们的救恩建立在我们自己的决定，我们的回应。
It is true that those who believe will be saved.
我不是在否认我们要信才能得救。
But can the emphasis be brought back to God's love?
但我们能否把重点归回神的爱？
This love that is self-sacrificing in suffering and in death.
这是一个牺牲的爱。
No other religion except Christianity would speak of a God who will lay down his life for his people.
没有其他的宗教有一位为人舍命的神。
My assurance of salvation is not on my own personal belief, but on what Christ has accomplished on the cross.
我得救不是因为自己的信，而是基督为我在十字架所成就的。
Indeed, he is the gate to salvation.
耶稣是羊的门。
Because of what Christ has done, I place my faith in him.
因为耶稣所做的一切，我信靠他。
It's not my faith that saves me, but the faithfulness of Jesus Christ in obedience to the will of the Father.
不是我的信救了我，而是耶稣基督顺服于上帝的信。
Being in paradise is about being with our Lord for the rest of eternity.
天堂就是与主永远在一起。
Our new life with Christ begins when we surrender our old life to Him.
当我们把旧的生命交给基督，新的生命就会开始。
In trust and obedience, may we all be like sheep who knows the voice of the Good Shepherd.
让我们完全的信靠，并且认得牧人的声音。
In conclusion, I think it is appropriate to end today's sermon with a favorite hymn, a favorite psalm of mine.
我要用我最喜欢的诗篇来做个结束。
I'm sure it's also a favorite for many of us.
我想我们每个人也会很熟悉。
Familiar as it may be, I pray that as we read it, we will meditate deeply on its words and let its words refresh us anew.
虽然很熟悉，让我们重新的来让它苏醒我们的灵魂。
Yeah. Put yourself in the sheep's clothing.
把自己当成是羊。
Pretend that you're one reading the psalm.
Yeah. 把自己
Yes, no other psalm captures the intimacy and trust between the shepherd and the sheep as beautifully as this.
没有其他的诗篇能充分地表达出牧羊人和羊的亲密关系。
Psalms 23, a psalm of David, who was once also a little shepherd boy, who later became one of Israel's most important king.
诗篇第二十三章，大卫的诗篇，大卫也是一个牧羊人，后来成为以色列最大的王。
Let's read it together.
让我们一起来念。
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me.In the presence of my enemies, you anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let us pray. Lord Father, you are our good shepherd, Lord. who has led us into the green pastures. We pray that, Lord, we will be like sheep, obedient and faithful, Lord, to your voice and your call, Lord. We pray that, Lord, as we come to a close of the year, we have celebrated the birth of your Son. We also want to remember his death on the cross. And pray the Lord, as a good shepherd, that you will also lead us into the new future, the new year ahead, Lord. We want to entrust our life into your hands and let us constantly be close to you in all ways, Lord. Shape us and mold us into your likeness. In Jesus' most precious and holy name we pray. Amen.